welcome to the Multiverse Summer Season Would You Rathers! Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
90%, you're there.
90%. As you know, this show is very simple. We just play Would You Rather with some lovely guests.
It's a weekly summer dose of Would You Rathers made famous by the multiverse. Actually, more made famous by you.
Yeah,
it was your idea.
And we're doing it here at Bruv, the amazing Bruv. Look at the wonderful spread that we have there, Bruv.
Bruv and Balzan, who make their own iced teas. Mm-hmm. This is the aloe vera with ginger. That's strawberry. This is peach. Can I have this one?
Oh, man, I'm going to smash it. Because we've also got all these lovely sweets made by Annette.
Annette makes these.
Annette. It's all homemade, and lovely Annette makes them. This is lots of mummies are involved in the making of this show. So we love you, all the mummies.
All the mummies. Especially Annette and Mrs.
And Mrs. Bonita. Don't go my little thing important.
Who we honor from afar.
Is that?
We don't know where she is anymore. Boys. There's a restraining order.
There is. Is that? So our guests today are the amazing Tordia Tide.
Yay!
And Malcolm Gardner, yeah. Are we going to be playing Would You Rather? It's Tony. Do you play? Have you ever played Would You Rather before?
No.
You've never played it before.
No.
Okay, so this is going to be.
Quite never strange. Have I ever.
Never have you ever.
You've played that before.
I've played that.
And or, Awinti, Malcolm, have you ever played with?
I have played.
With,
I have multiple times.
For example, let's think. So for example, we all both know that Tony and Malcolm are two very big names in Maltese theatre.
Huge.
Let's play Would You Rather? That's a bit different from Would You Rather. Would you, if you could have a play on Broadway, right? Would you take a play on Broadway, like a beautiful that you
on Broadway, not off.
No, no, Broadway. That you produced, Broadway, or written, Broadway. Or directed, or created, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it meant that you became this wonderful theatre person, but everybody then from then on knew you as the glory hole guy. So everyone knows, Malcolm, he's got a play on Broadway, but also, whenever we have an issue with glory holes, is it too sticky? Is the hole too big? You're the guy who they come to solve the problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but then you have...
Non-starter. Glory hole.
So it's...
I would go for it.
Tony, is it true there's one in Meisterschlag?
Is there? Where?
I'll play first. Musical, I was the porn guy for a bit.
Are you a porn guy?
So of course.
I am still the porn guy.
I used to teach drama at the time, and my kids were coming to me, Mr. Malcolm, my mom said, went up for porn.
Nice. So we went
there. I had an ambassador once say that to me, and she told me, I loved you in porn. That's right. Of her security detail.
Sorry, and how did the security detail react? Lovely process. Yeah. Okay, so that's quite an easy one. So
I'll start with porn, Tom.
There you go.
So glory holes are easy. Just and glory holes. Mela, on that note, Mela, seeing as you guys are so know how to play these games so well,
Mela.
just pull out a chismal.
Pull one out.
And let's take it away. What's the question, Tom?
Would you take 1 million to never orgasm again?
Thai budding.
Pounds, huh? Sterling, you
know. She 1.2, you drink.
Yeah, exactly. So,
would you never orgasm again?
I can fake it.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't.
Because I've done that.
Never.
You've done that for much.
For much. For free.
For free.
Can men actually fake an orgasm?
When it starts in. A million would get you like half a house nowadays.
I mean, You have to think this one through. Leave it.
Keep the orgasm.
He's giving the orgasm. Shall Malcolm answer the same one or a new one?
We can answer the same one, Malcolm. Starts at a million, yes or no?
It was really old.
Yeah.
Say like
if you've got
like Jay's age.
Like my age. If you only have a handful of good orgasms left.
I'll take the money and run, you know. But my age, by the time I'd run out of them, million will be worth much.
Mm. Okay, so you would say
in this economy, I would
this economy. Because in another economy,
So minul ministru da economia, Biden, di daunu malincenti vilili nandis,
in
much at limis. So,
go on.
Pick another one.
Here's one. McVern Laborista.
Yeah, tell me that.
Dane Psordi.
There's a new. It brings a new meaning to. Give me Jib this year.
I highly doubt any of these aren't sexual.
Malala.
Would you rather have a penis / vagina?
Or?
That smells like busted tea. Hmm. Or one that oozes kitty when aroused.
Oh.
Oozes kitty?
When aroused.
Only when aroused.
Only when aroused.
Having a penis-sized vagina already sounds quite intimidating.
Yeah.
It's like, I think you like a choose. Transformer. Like,
I think you could choose. I think that's like you can have either
choose.
One. In your case, I guess it would be a penis.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely go for the kidney oozing.
The kidney oozing or yeah. L.I.
And my zest, you'll die.
Stick the key up.
Zeros.
Give me zero.
Zesty. Bittersweet. Bittersweet.
It would be good. Oh, okay.
Tastes great with a slice of orange.
This one, but since it doesn't specify the flavor, like I say, because Pizzelli or
Pastizzi,
so definitely K.
What would you do?
Unless it was one of those fancy pastizzis,
the ones
they made a couple of months ago.
Yeah, the blueberry ones.
Was it blueberry?
I
was talking about the ones with the pulled pork.
Would you?
You know, they make. You know, they make pastizzi in Australia, right? So
they do.
Yeah, pastizzi in Australia. And they have all the flavors. Mm-hmm. Like, they have the breakfast pastizzi with the bacon and eggs.
They have pizza pastizzi.
Okay. They have the apple and cinnamon. They have the babushka pastizzi, which is a pastizzi and a pastizzi.
Babushka pastizzi. I was believing it.
So when they come to Malta, the birthplace of the pastizzi, the only ones available are the two boring ones.
Right, that could be old time.
Yes. And on that note, our Matthew, Indy, what would you choose?
Bruv don't do pastits, sorry to bother you.
But if they did,
it would be the best pastits in the world.
What they do are these beautiful, wonderful pies. What they do are these.
Bruv don't do pastits.
And my sausage rolls. What do we have here?
These are beautiful, wonderful pies. So,
Halligman pastits.
Halligman
come to Bruv and try their pies.
Right. And on that note, would you rather is done for another week. So
yes.
Thank you,
Bruv.
Thank you to our wonderful guests, Tony and Malcolm.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Watch us next week when we do all this again. So till then, bye!